hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of this Tuesday edition, 14th of August, 2007, of the National Intel Report. With me is Bob Chapman, and joining us is Robbie Noel from Phoenix, Arizona. Good afternoon, Robbie.
Good afternoon, Mr. Stadtmiller, Mr. Chapman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ridgeback.
Are your phones burning off the hook there, Robbie, in Phoenix for Republic Trading Group?
Folks gave, well, yeah, they kept me busy this weekend. Today, definitely encouraging once again. I think, look, people are nervous out there, and deservedly so. I've been doing a little, and I don't know, Bob, help me with this one. I have the tendency for doing this. But I went back to research the events that were unfolding in August of 1929. And there's a lot of similarities between what was happening in August of 1929 and what's going on right now. It's actually quite scary when you look at the similarities. Do you do that? Do you go back and look at...
Well, it's a shame that you haven't been getting the forecaster back for the last 5 or 6 years. But to answer your question, we've made the similar parallel a number of times. And
yes.
The key was a number of things. First of all, many loans were interest-only for homes. Second of all, there was 90% margin in the stock market. But most important of all was that the Federal Reserve didn't add funds. They deleted. They took funds out of the system. And they forced, they deliberately created the Depression. And the pundits blame tariffs for the Depression. Had nothing to do with it. Tariffs weren't instituted until late 1930, and everybody else was doing it, and they were minuscule. Most of the tariffs were 3, 4, 5, 6%. So, and everybody, you know, if you did it to the other guy, he did it to you. And so that was not a large factor. In fact, I don't think it was a factor at all. So those were the three, to me, the three main things that caused the Depression.
What I took from reading was 1928, it was the Roaring Twenties. Everything was fine. Everything was great. The war was over. Credit was loose. I mean, it's almost as if we're just replaying the same events. They're almost identical.
But, Robbie, there's some dissimilarities between 1929 and present day. We didn't carry a national debt. I think we only were a few million dollars in the hole back in 29.
No, we were creditors.
Well, okay, we were creditors. We weren't carrying this huge debt that we have. Some put it as high as $100 trillion. We were coming out of an agrarian society building an industrial complex. There were jobs creations. If they wouldn't have sucked the money out of the market in 1929, I don't think we would have had a stock market crash. But the scenario between 29 and today, that looks like a practice session for what we're seeing take place now. I'll get gentlemen's response after the break here. Robbie Noel is joining us, along with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And also, Robbie will be giving you the Bob Chapman special. We'll do that after this.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We might have a repeat. If we can get through September, maybe into October, the financial Wall Street rah-rah boys are calling for the Fed to reduce the interest rates. Robbie, that's a good question. I've often remarked about 1929. And the banks did pull money out of circulation, and we didn't seem to pull out of that depression until there was money to be made making war. World War II solved some of that problem. And in your newsletter, your last newsletter, Bob, you put in here about the loans, the GI loans that were made, the GI Bill, 1944, that put more than 8 million veterans, U.S. soldiers through college, and now credited by historians as fueling the expansion of America's middle class in the post-war era. Now, that's not going on now. The soldiers are coming home, even if they get any sort of health care whatsoever. They've sucked all kind of money out of the Veterans Administration for direct care for these veterans. I don't see the GI Bill fueling a class of people in this era to be going into the marketplace, the job place, and fueling America's economy. Do you?
Well, I think it is part of the package for mercenaries, and that's what a volunteer army is. I think it would bring in a better quality. What they're drawing now is ex-criminals, drug addicts, people who have never finished high school. It's really the bottom of the barrel and taken in perspective of the average young American male or female. And so I think that would tend, if guaranteed, of course you've got to live to collect it, a GI Bill type of thing, and I think it's an excellent idea. I mean, I lived through all these guys going to college, and quite frankly, I went to college right after they did, and so I knew the powerful impact that it had on America. And, you know, there's also the matter of Stanford loans, and the banks have been able to be lenders, and I think that ability should be taken away from them, and I think only the federal government should make those kind of loans, and it should be at 4 or 5%. These young people shouldn't be gouged. And I think that the criteria for entering college should be stiffer, because I don't believe half the people in college should be there. They're not intellectually qualified to be there. And that is borne out by 50 years, this last 50 years, of just this freshman class alone. They lose 50% the first year. So these are some of the things I talk about as well.
Well, and I used the GI Bill. I made student loans. I went to tech schools, and I took advantage of it. Never made it a career. I picked computers back in the 70s, only to find out that I didn't like the field. So consequently, I didn't go into it. And I did repay my student loan. I think the student loan program, if there was anything that the federal government was going to do on a loan basis, the student loans, it wasn't a giveaway because you did a term of service. This was something that you were doing. You were making a loan with a low interest rate with the government for your education, and you had to pay it back, of which I did. But these were people that were like pre-qualified because it was a loan. It wasn't a giveaway because you did a term of service, or it wasn't a benefit that was added as an inducement or enticement into the military. But that's what I see going on today. And I'm in agreement with you, Bob. These kids I see going into the military, their education is barely minimal going in. What they're going to choose to do when they get out is anybody's guess, but there's no pre-qualifiers here. They're gone.
Now, that's right. And, you know, the quality, you know, I've seen and read about the quality of the American fighting person. And I'd hate to have them on my flank, I'll tell you that, simply because I just don't think they're bright enough to function the way that they should.
No, I don't think.
And, you know, and that's what they're drawing.
Gary in Tennessee, you're on with Bob Chapman and Mr. Robbie Noel.
Hey, Ridgebacks from Rhodesia. What a hard act to follow.
I'm telling you. Gary, what's on your mind?
I found quite interesting the analysis that Robbie had done prior to the crash of 29. I believe he mentioned the month of August. And I have done some... and heard people talk about that not only the financial but the political situation in pre-war Germany and the Third Reich forming. And I'm looking at what's going on in this country politically, and I find out that part of it may be through Operation Paperclip, that the Fourth Reich is alive and well in America. And they had their Auschwitz. We got 300 Auschwitz in the United States called civilian detention camps. And I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate your call. Gentlemen?
Well, I mean, oh man. You know, well, I didn't even know if I should go here. I was reading a comparison, because I often always wondered, how come the Germans so blindly followed Adolf Hitler? And frankly, how many of the Christian churches.
Robbie, hold on a second. Do you have anything open on your computer? Because you're starting to squeeze on the Skype.
No, but I notice my bars are diminishing.
Can you get on the hard line?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do that, and we'll get you right back up.
Tell him to pull me on the hard line.
Okay, yeah, he's doing it right now. Bob, you were going to say?
Well, I lived in Germany for a number of years, and I speak German, and also French and some other languages. I know the German people intimately as a foreigner, and you must understand that they went through this horrendous time in the early 1920s, and then they evolved into a world in the 1930s that was totally economic chaos. This was all over the world, financial chaos as well. And they also watched foreigners come into their country because they were worse off than others, and they came in with hard currency like pound sterling and the French franc, the Swiss franc, U.S. dollars, but mostly European currencies. And people came in, and they bought things up. In fact, in the city of Hamburg in the mid-1930s, 1938, about 80% of the buildings were owned by foreigners. Most people don't know this. And so the Germans were at their wits' end. And anybody who promised them that they could get them out of this morass that they were in, they were for. And, of course, Adolf Hitler was an eloquent speaker, probably one of the best in history. So he was able to convince them that he had the formula for them. And so it was economic and financial things more than anything else that brought Hitler to power. And, of course, Hitler was financed from New York City and London and Paris. And some of the financiers, as we all know, were the Bush family. And they were deeply involved in Nazism at that time.
We've got Robbie back?
Yeah, absolutely. I know, because I drew parallels, and I tell you who brought this up. It was Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who obviously made the connection between the evangelical support of Bush today and the Christian support of Hitler back then, and the blind support.
Well, Robbie, I'm going to interrupt here for a second and say that not only did he get that assistance, but he got even more assistance from the Vatican.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, I wanted to mention, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org and you see the Republic Trading Group, the little spinning gold coin there, click on that. That'll take you to Robbie Noel's site, www.eaglesup.com. He keeps that updated every day with important financial stories, among other things, and it's a fine site. You've been doing a good job on this, Robbie.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Mr. Yeah, but then again, I have nothing to do at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You are an early riser. Gary in Tennessee, you're up next. Hello, Gary. Or, I'm sorry, Phil in Texas.
Hello?
Hi, Phil. Sorry.
Oh, hi. That's okay. Two questions, one for your guest and one for you, John. I can give you a little scenario of my situation. Maybe I can get a little insight from you guys. My wife has a 401k, which is tied up in government T-bills, which is about $170,000. Now, hearing you guys talk, it appears that this is going to be just a bunch of paper down the road. And I mean, obviously it's her money. I'm just trying to convince her. I don't know if this is the right idea, but I would say take a loan on it and just whatever I can borrow on it and purchase gold. Of course, we're going to have to pay it back. And then, of course, you know, I've been living the American dream, which is being in debt. And, John, one time I heard you talk to a fellow about
hold that thought, Phil. I don't know if you can hear that bumper music, but we've got to take this break for the network. We'll be right back right after this.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
We're back. Phil, your question again, if you'd rephrase that.
Yeah. I was saying that my wife has a 401k, which is about $170,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, just hearing you guys talk, if we borrowed the maximum we could and just go out and purchase gold and silver. And then, of course, you know, we do have debt. You know, our income's where we can, you know, possibly purchase things where washer went out, we can go out and buy a cash and so forth. But I was thinking about that commercial you just ran, the debt options, equity debt options or something like that,
mm-hmm.
to rid myself of the credit card debt. Of course, it'll ruin my credit, but that's what got me where I'm at right now.
It's okay. The credit's been ruined.
I think what you should do is email me and send me your phone number, and I'll call you, and I'll help you sort that out.
Okay, because, you know, like right now, I feel like we're stuck with the
You know, I get,
right now.
You know, 5 or 10 of these every day, and I've been in this business of money for 48 years, and I was a broker for 28 years, and so I know what the answers are for you.
Okay.
And the email address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com.
All right.
Okay, I'll pick that up from the archives. And John, have you had any feedback from people that have tried this the debt option?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing something here in the near future with another company. There are a couple of different things that you can do with the credit card debt. One is the credit card elimination. One is a consolidation that roughly eliminates about 50% of your credit card debt. And
right.
And I went through this credit card consolidation with a company that these people should be banished from the planet. But I made the mistake, so we'll be able to be bringing the people out there the tried and true methods of how to deal with the credit, because everybody is up to it in their eyeballs, and they're looking for legal ways to get out of it.
Can I ask you one more question, John?
Yeah.
I know in Texas, I mean, I don't want to seem like a deadbeat, but, you know, just hearing you guys talk, you know, I'm just trying to protect what I have in my family. And in Texas, I don't think they can take away your home if you're in debt or anything or your cars. Am I right on that?
Yes,
and if,
that is
if
true.
You walk away from it, what can they do to you? What can they really do to you if you walk away from your credit cards and so forth? And I'll just
put you. They'll put you on the and look for your credit score. Mine is about 640. Look for your credit score to be tapped, but there's ways that you can remove that from your credit score. But you're not really going to be interested in that anyhow, because what you're talking about doing is eliminating your credit card debt or bringing it down. So I wouldn't worry about it, because the credit card and this available credit to the people out there is going to be of little or no use anyhow. They're already tightening it up. Try going out there and getting a loan right now. The banks don't even want to look at you. They don't even want to talk to you. So there's a big credit crunch going on out there, and as far as people worrying about their credit scores in the future, I think it's going to be of little or no use.
Yeah, but they can't throw you in jail or anything.
No, they cannot.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
On the archive.
Yeah, they don't have the debtors' prisons up and running full tilt boogie yet.
Yeah, let me tell you, the part and parcel of that bankruptcy bill that was conveniently passed not so long ago means that you have to make arrangements. And guess who's sitting in the court making the arrangements for you to pay? None other than the IRS. So
they're trying to cover all their bases as much as they can. Phil, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Mr. Noel, you have a deal, Bob Chapman, our weekly deal here. And by the way, folks, you don't have to wait to call Robbie Noel. I know that a lot of people are out there. They're either waiting for the price of gold or silver to drop. I'm now starting to see the stories that are coming across saying that, oh, gold's definitely going to break that $700 barrier. And for those out there that don't have a lot of money, we also sell silver. We also roll over 401ks if you're eligible to do that. So there's all sorts of things that you can do with your financial portfolio that Robbie Noel can help you with, and you can call him. Call him up and talk with him. Find out what your options are, what your best course of action is, because nobody else out there is going to be helping you. You're going to have the Wall Street boys continuing to tell you that, oh, we're just in a market law, just the market's just making a correction here. Don't worry about it. Here's some stocks that you should buy. And, you know, if you're really savvy and got millions of dollars and you can afford to lose money here and there, that's fine. But if you don't have that Vegas roll-the-dice mentality and you want to get into something that's going to pay you, okay, an investment that's going to pay you, call Robbie at 800-691-7898. And Robbie, the deal, the Bob Chapman deal of the day?
Well, it's the deal of the week, actually. And I hope gold price, by the way, I'm very impressed, and I'm sure Bob is as well, with gold's action over the last week and a half, where there's been carnage everywhere. Gold's had a very narrow trading range, $10 at best. So, in my opinion, unlike many other people who are disappointed with gold's action, wanting to see it move substantially higher, I think gold is held up remarkably well, even today. I mean, the only thing that was green, well, there were two things that were green today, the dollar and oil, and gold held up relatively well. So
for anybody out there just looking for a safe haven for their cash right now, gold is a good place if you're not looking to make the profit, which you will. But if you're looking for a safe haven just to park your money for a while, gold would be the place to do it. We'll take the break here. Be back on the other side with Robbie's Deal of the Week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let me take one more call, and Robbie, if you would, and I've got to do this. I promised to do this yesterday to finish up with the progress toward the North American Union. I've got to get to that. I've got to have about 15 minutes to do it. So let's take Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. John, I'd like to go back to a point that you mentioned earlier in the show regarding the backing of the USD, the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I think a large reason for the Middle East adventure was to attempt to back the dollar with oil.
Right.
And, as a side note, don't forget that the Feds own most of the land in the western U.S. So if the worst came to the very worst, you know, that could be liquidated.
Well, and that's the only thing. That's the only thing that we have left.
As inconceivable as that now seems.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that theory is those lands have already been pledged as collateral for U.S. debt.
They have.
Oh, sure, it has.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was. As a matter of fact, if you want to go and research it, just punch into Google Wayne Haig.
Mm-hmm.
It's W-A-G-E. He's deceased now.
Okay.
He was married to Helen Chenoweth, congresswoman.
Okay.
owned vast tracts of land in Nevada, had one of the largest ranches in Nevada, and he had a 10-year battle with the Bureau of Land Management. And during the discovery phase of the trial with the BLM, he obviously uncovered the true facts about the reason why there's so much designated federal land in the West, and that it was pledged as collateral many years ago.
And who was that pledged to?
Various creditors from around the world.
I mean, the BIS or, you know...
Well, to foreign governments, by and large, because foreign governments, you've got to understand, foreign governments refuse to accept the U.S. dollar. I mean, that's the reason why it was illegal for Americans to own gold.
Okay, gotcha.
But foreigners could demand payment in gold rather than in U.S. dollars, and they did that right up until 1975.
Yeah. Okay. A quick question. Back to the Middle East again. Bob, you know, do you think that the accelerating implosion of the markets will tip the hand of those that have been clamoring for military action against Iran in a desperate attempt to secure the Iranian oil? Kind of similar to the Iraq adventure when the market was imploding in 2003 and that had the perverse effect of sort of, you know, supporting the markets.
Well, first of all, I predicted the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And also 9/11, but I didn't know what the event was going to be, but I knew they were going to pull something, and I was within 33 days.
Mm.
And that's not bad for someone who had tried to block it in.
Beautiful.
You saw Karl Rove leave the administration.
Absolutely.
The game is over. It's free float, a president that can't accomplish or do anything from here on out, and that's why he's leaving town. And I don't see an expansion of hostilities. If they go into Pakistan, they're going to get the crap kicked out of them. They're facing 40 million Pashtuns who are armed to the teeth, and they're for some ferocious people. Mm. And they've got enough problems anyway where they're at in Iraq, and even more so now in Afghanistan. And the Illuminati does not want an invasion of Iran at this time, because I knew it would be even a bigger disaster. They've got enough trouble on their hands trying to make the system survive that they made destruct in the first place, because they're not ready to move toward world government because the administration did such a horrible job in the Middle East.
And
made just a terrible mess out of it. And that's why I've said for almost 15 months that there would be no invasion of Iran, because the Illuminati didn't want it.
Gotcha.
They couldn't do it. So that's what I think.
Okay, a final question, please, Bob. With the debt market freezing up, it seems that we now appear to be in the end game, you know, with the final moves coming fast and furious. Is this checkmate, or is there a way out of this without any economic catastrophe?
There has been no way out since 2001, and it's worse now, and it's even more irretrievable now, getting out of this mess, than it was before.
Okay.
And all they're trying to do is inflate enough to offset deflation, which are all these losses, and keep the system going as long as they can, because there's nothing else they can do, and the system will collapse. It's beyond their control, and it's not going to happen tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. It'll happen over the next few years, and finally people will move to gold and silver, and it'll go bananas, and all the other assets will fall just like they did during the 1930s, 60% to 90%, and people will be miserable. People will lose their homes and their cars and their jobs, and you'll have 35% unemployment, and they'll be shooting in the street.
But, you know, when you say this will transpire over a couple of years, it seems that, you know, with every day, like at least another hedge fund blowing up, and you know, nobody knows the how far the tentacles reach into other, you know, dependent liabilities and hedge funds and derivatives, etc. It seems to me that this could happen a lot sooner.
You're right. I don't know. That's why I give it a few years.
Okay, so that's
because
on the outside.
I've learned as an old man that usually nothing happens quickly or in the time frame you'd like it to.
Yeah, you know, I don't want it to, but it just seems that, like, every day is another March of the Living Dead. In terms
well, you're
of these,
right. Yeah. But, you know, how far can they extrapolate it out? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
And don't forget, they can create endless amounts of money and credit.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing, to jack up the dollar and hold the stock market and suppress gold and silver. They're juggling these things in their hands 24/7. And when are they going to drop one of the balls? I don't know, but they will.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Robbie, the special?
The special, and it'll be running all of this week, and hopefully we'll be able to keep the price at 145. It's a fifth of an ounce, brilliant uncirculated Swiss franc, 20 Swiss franc. And it is a much better value when you compare it to just a regular bullion coin, such as the 10th-ounce American Eagle, because you have to buy 2 tenth-ounce to equal a fifth ounce. So that means to get a fifth ounce of bullion is going to cost you $160. Here you've got a pre-1930, brilliant uncirculated, 20-franc Swiss coin for $145. And if you order 20 or more, you get a year's free subscription to the International Forecaster, either a hard copy or electronically.
Which is, in itself is worth its weight in gold. Track record of about 96-97% accuracy.
Especially now.
That's right. All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Bob.
I will see you again next Tuesday. And Robbie, thank you. You need to call Robbie Noel. He's up next on the network. He does a program, 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday, called The Flip Side. And you want to take this number down and call him on your 401ks, whether you're buying gold or silver. Call the man. If you don't know what to do, you know there's uncertain times ahead. Here's the man that can help you. 800-691-7898 is the number. And his website is eaglesup.com. That's updated daily. He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning, just like my friend Bob Chapman is every day. Bob, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'll be happy to be back next week.
All righty, sir. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. I promised to do this. I got a little behind yesterday, and I was going through the timeline of the progress towards the North American Union. I'm going to have to read fast to finish this up. Left off yesterday with June 15th, 2006, coming up to present day. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos M. Gutierrez convenes the first meeting of the North American Competitiveness Council, or the NACC, the advisory group organized by the Department of Commerce, the DOC, under the auspices of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and announced by the leaders of Canada, the U.S., and Mexico on March 31st, 2006. July 25th, 2006, the article Meet Robert Pastor, Father of the North American Union is published. August 15th of 2006, just about a year ago, the NACC meets in Washington, D.C. to hash out priority issues with its Security and Prosperity Partnership. The business leaders decide that the U.S. Secretariat of the NACC will deal with regulatory convergence. The Canadian Secretariat, housed by the CCCE, will deal with border facilitation, and the Mexican Secretariat will handle energy integration. There is no media coverage of that event. August 21st, the article titled North American Union Threatens U.S. Sovereignty is posted to informationliberation.com. August 27, 2006, Patrick Wood, U.S. publishes article titled Toward a North American Union for the August Review. August 28, 2006, the North American United Nations by Republican Congressman Ron Paul is published. August 29, 2006, Patrick Buchanan criticizes the North American Union in his article, The NAFTA Superhighway. September 12th through the 14th of last year, a secret North American forum, an integration is held at the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. Elite participants from Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are present to discuss demographic and social dimensions of the North American integration, security cooperation, and a North American energy strategy. It is ignored by the mainstream media. And by the way, what I'm reading to you, you can download the entire copy at vivelacanada.ca. That's VIVELECANADA.ca. September 13th of last year, McLean's magazine finally covers the August 15th NACC meeting, and an article by Luisa Savage titled Meet NAFTA 2.0. The McLean's article on integration notes that according to Ron Kovas, the president of the Americas for defense giant Lockheed Martin, a former Pentagon advisor to Dick Cheney, and one of the architects of the North American integration, the political will to make deep integration of the continent happen will only last for less than 2 years. According to the article, to make sure the establishment of the North American Union will take place in that time, the executives have boiled their priorities down to three. The Canadian CEOs are focused on border crossing facilitation. The Americans have taken on regulatory convergence. And the Mexicans are looking at energy integration in everything from electrical grids to the location of liquid natural gas terminals. They plan to present recommendations to the ministers in October. This is how the future of North America now promises to be written, not in a sweeping trade agreement on which elections will turn, but by the acceleration of hundreds of incremental changes implemented by executive agencies, bureaucracies, and regulators. We've decided not to recommend anything that would require legislative changes, said Kovas, because we won't get anywhere. September 28th of last year, Stockwell Day says there was nothing secret about the forum on integration held in Banff. February 23rd, 2007, the SPP ministerial meeting is held in Ottawa, Canada, and attended by Canadian Ministry of Industry, Maxine Bernier, Mexican Secretary of the Economy, Eduardo Sojo, U.S. Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Peter McKay, Mexican Secretary of External Affairs, Patricia Espinoza Castellano, U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, Canadian Minister of Public Safety, Stockwell Day, and Mexican Secretary of the Interior, Francisco Xavier Ramez Acuna. Now, officials also consult with corporate CEOs, members of the North American Competitiveness Council, the NACC. The council's 10 Canadian members were appointed last summer by the Prime Minister Harper and given privileged access to government ministers to push their corporate vision for continental integration. In the statement, the ministers responsible for the SPP noted that they recognize the importance of focusing on initiatives that will further competitiveness and quality of life in North America and will continue to work together by successfully meeting the security and prosperity challenges of the 21st century. The agenda of the meeting is challenged by an alliance of citizens groups in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. April 31st to April 1 of this year, the Council of Canadians, the Canadian Labour Congress, and other progressive organizations hold a teach-in in Ottawa called Integrate This, challenging the Security and Prosperity Partnership. April 26th, 27th of this year, a closed-door roundtable meeting on the future of North America Environment 2025 is held in Calgary on April 26th and 27th of this year. This is the final concluding roundtable initiated by three think tanks to address issues around where the Security and Prosperity Partnership is going. The report is to be sent to three national governments, both for feedback and comments, at the end of June 2007. NDP MP Peter Julian crashes the meeting, and due to his presence there, the Harper government pulls its delegation. Organizers tell Julian that the federal government delegation was basically stopped at the airport from attending the final roundtable meetings on the subject. April, May of this year, thanks to the efforts of the NPD international trade critic Peter Julian, The Standing Committee on International Trade holds the first hearings on the so-called SPP of North America. The televised hearings are held on April 26th through May 1st and May 3rd, 2007 in Ottawa. By the way, if you want to read the transcripts of those hearings, see info on SPP hearings from NDP MP Peter Julian. If you just Google Peter Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N, you will probably find it there. Thursday, May 10th of this year, amid heated charges of a cover-up, Tory MPs abruptly shut down parliamentary hearings on the SPP, a controversial plan to further integrate Canada and the U.S. They shut the hearings down in reaction to the testimony of University of Alberta professor and director of Parkland Institute, Gordon Laxer, who testifies that Canadians will be left to freeze in the dark if the government forges ahead with plans to integrate energy supplies across North America. In response, the chair of the committee, Conservative MP Leon Benoit, rules his testimony out of order for being irrelevant to the hearings. When opposition MPs on the committee vote down his ruling, Benoit blurts out that he is adjourning the meeting and then proceeds to storm out with two other Conservative MPs. Tony Chair storms out of SPP hearing. There's articles on that. July 5th, 2007, Prison Planet reports that the merger of Canada and U.S. and Mexico into the North American Union will be formally presented to U.S. Congress at the end of summer after more meetings on the subject. July 9th, 2007, NDP MP Peter Julian starts gathering signatures on a petition to stop the SPP. Signees call upon the government of Canada to stop further implementation of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And finally here, August 20 and 21st, this is upcoming in just a few days, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, George W. Bush, and Mexican President Felipe Calderon will meet for the planned third summit of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, August 20 and 21st, Montebello, Quebec. Protests are being planned. They say we'll update details on this as we get them. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the full history of this, you know, this starts back with Woodrow Wilson in this country and our own Austin's very own, the alter ego to Woodrow Wilson. This is a fascinating history, folks, and it is one that should be read and shared with others. And, of course, we were just wing nuts for talking about the security and prosperity. We were wing nuts when we were talking about NAFTA and how damaging it would be. The follow-up to that, CAFTA. They want to have the North American Union in place by 2010. That is less, ladies and gentlemen, than 2.5 years away. And down here, the legislature, to their credit, but I think it was a fixed political game down here in Texas, where they actually put a moratorium on the Centra-based NAFTA super slab, or some are calling it now. That went to the governor's desk, Rick Perry's desk, and he promptly vetoed it, knowing full well that the Congress is not going to reconvene until 2008. Now, the question one has to be asking oneself is Georgie Bush going to stick around? The rats seem to be leaving the ship in Washington, D.C. Karl Rove, he bailed out the other day. And Karl Rove has been with George Bush for a number of years, a long time. He was his helpmate and his brain trust. That was the one that was behind George Bush down here in Texas when he was running for Texas governor. There's nothing special about the man, but there was some very savvy political moves that were made and suggested by Karl Rove. Well, the man is leaving ship. He's running out the back door. The heat in the kitchen got too hot. His little pants are on fire, and that man's out of there. There goes the brains. And at least, I mean, Tony Snow has been doing a fairly good job. He surprised me when he took the PR position for George Bush for the press conferences. Of course, we all had to feel bad for Mr. Snow because he's battling cancer. But if you notice in these press conferences, there's never any hard questions that are asked. And the galley, the people, the members of the press, are always referred to by their first name. You know, it's such a friendly kind of a deal. Well, folks, we're in for it in this country, and there are no two ways about it. And the only way that we are going to get out of this, the only way that we're going to get out of this, is if we do what we've done around a political issue, such as the running of Ron Paul for president of the United States. A lot of response out there. People are grassrooting. They're finally figuring out that, hey, nobody else is going to do this for us. Okay, but that's just one issue. This is what we all should be doing, the grassroots effort to inform other people as to what they're facing in this country. Because I'm telling you, folks, and this is a sad state of affairs, but it is the truth, that the major percentage of people in this country don't have a clue as to what's going on. They're caught in their little rat trap, little hamster wheel, if you will, and they're trying desperately just to live their lives. They've got their blinders on. Their eyes are cast to the ground, not to the horizon, or at least 15 degrees up. But they are out there, and they don't have a clue as to what's going on. They are going to be jobless. They are going to be homeless. Their lives are going to be destroyed, and they're not going to know what hit them. But keep this in mind. The strength of the American people should not ever be underestimated. And once a problem is identified, we are pretty good at resolving it. Now, separate the issues here. We've got the globalists, the internationalists, trying to drive this country into the ground. That's had a lot of help through the Bush administration, through the Clinton administration, through the Reagan administration. I mean, and this goes all the way back through all of the presidents. But that is politics, folks. We are the reality out here. We are the ones that do the working and the living and the dying in our communities. We always have and we always will. But who are we working for? Are we working for ourselves and our posterity? Are we working for our futures? Not only of ourselves while we spend a short time on this little blue marble called planet Earth, but our legacy, our children. Yes, it's going to be some tough times ahead. But keep in mind that the reason why we are in the position we are in is because we let our managers go. We left it up to the managers, the little mid-level managers. We absolved the responsibility of our input and our involvement in our political processes here in this country. We've allowed the liberals or the little communists to take over. We've allowed the neocons to come into power unchecked. And we had a direct conduit, and that was through our congressmen and senators. I know what you're going to say. Well, these people have been bought and sold. Well, but it was the only voice that we had until we organized and got our stuff together in the respective states. Once this problem is solved in this country, I think history will teach us some very important lessons. But we have got to survive it in order to revive it. I'm starting to sound like Jesse Jackson here. Uh-oh, time to get out of here. One other note here. Joining us starting Monday, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, Alan Watt will be joining the crew here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and we appreciate that very much. He's educated a lot of people, and he will continue to do so on this network. So we're looking forward to that. Alan Watt starting on RBN starting Monday. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. It's true.